Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Bikini in the Brain. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Ashley K. Fair.
That's me.
Yeah, and for those who are watching or listening, she's wearing an awesome tie-dye shirt.
Oh, hello. Yeah. You know what? Lindsay made this. Lindsay Ambrosio. Yeah.
Shout out to Lindsay, who's an awesome makeup
artist. Yeah, she makes these cool little tie-dye shirts.
I didn't know that. Why don't I have one of these, Lindsay?
I don't know.
Lindsay listens
to me too, so maybe she likes me better.
Lindsay listens to this too. I better have one pretty soon here. So Ashley, I didn't tell you, but I want to show you. I'll show you. But guess what? This is. I can't show it too closely.
Your tax returns.
This is me. I just came back, literally 10 minutes ago, just came back from wiring money and signing paperwork. I own the building now.
Yay! No one can steal it from you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yes, this is exciting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, and for those people out there, maybe they notice, maybe they don't, but I have a different background because I finally set up my computer, so that's a win too. So we're both winning today. What's up?
We're moving. We're getting this done. Actually,
I was hoping that you would sign your house though in Vegas. That's why I was asking you yesterday if you had to sign it here.
Oh, I was no. You know, it was really easy. They just had me walk in and sign like one thing, and then they were like, "Okay, that's it."
Okay.
Yeah. So it was really easy. But yeah, so that's officially happening. So for everyone who's been kind of like wondering what was going to go on with that, it's been a little bit crazy. It's been like it was crazy because I was there with Ashley. I showed Ashley, we had an inspector there with us, and he showed me all these things that we didn't know were there, like in the walls. And we're like, oh crap, this is going to cost a lot more than we thought. And so then after that, I told Ashley, I was like, yeah, it's probably not going to happen now. It's just too expensive. It was like really expensive to take down some of these walls because they're like cement walls. And then, so I told the realtor, yeah, it doesn't make sense financially. And then the next day he was like, well, we'll drop the price another 50 grand. If you could just buy it next week. I know, right? So that kind of offset the cost of the walls. So I was like, yeah, you know what? Screw it. Let's just do it. So it's been a whole thing. And then we had really good footage of like the inspection going south.
Yeah.
I know. The footage was great. And we're like, because it kind of sucked because it was sad footage. I was like, oh, it's not going to work. That sucks. And then we lost the camera. So maybe there was a reason we lost the camera.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure we still have a nice little workout film, but that's okay. Maybe it'll turn up someplace, somewhere. You never know. But
the good news about that is that since we're talking about financials and how essentially we both grew in the industry and now do decently well, that is a perfect segue into our subject today, which is...
The listeners have spoken, and we had a few requests along the lines of financial stability in the industry, the business aspect of the industry, and of course, sponsorships and other money-making opportunities as an athlete or trainer.
Yeah, exactly. And then that is, I think you're one of the better people to speak on this. Like who better to speak of than someone who's done pretty much everything in fitness?
Yeah.
I mean, you've worked with so many sponsors over the years. You've worked with getting, you know, flown out to places to do seminars. You've done clothing brands. You've done the whole shebang. So
yeah.
This is great. So we had a request. Someone was asking, hey, what's up with sponsorships? What's the 411 on that? Is that even a thing anymore, 411?
I don't think I've heard it in a while, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We should bring it back. What does it even mean?
For our younger listeners, we used to have to dial 411 to get a phone number or information because there was no Google.
Oh, really?
Do you not know what 411 is?
No, I just thought it was like a little saying, but I never really investigated why.
Yeah. No, it used to, like, it'd be like, hey, what's the number to, what's the number to the gym, right? The 24-hour on Lakewood, and there was no Google, there's no computer, so you'd be like, oh, just 411. So you call 411, and if someone picks right up, there's no hold, someone picked right up, and they'd be like, oh, how can I help you? And be like, oh, I need the number for 24-hour fitness on Kipling. And they'd be like, okay, I can connect you if you'd like. And we'd be like, yeah, that'd be great. They just connect you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like people were working at the phones. It was, yeah, it's crazy.
Jeez.
So that's the 411. It's the
okay. Wow, I learned something today.
I didn't know that you didn't go through that too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's funny. I always date myself with those things. So with getting a sponsorship, so there's a big difference between sponsorships and being an ambassador.
Yeah.
You want to kind of go into that actually?
Yeah. So, you know, I guess there is no real definition of either, other than what I can tell you is usually with a sponsorship, you get a set amount of money every month or product every month, but it's a set amount, like, you know what I mean? Whereas an ambassador, it can be more, or even affiliate, I guess it's the same type of deal. It's like, sometimes it's based off of how much product you can sell, how many times people use your code or use your link and something like that, something along those lines. But I think the definition when we're speaking about this in an industry is kind of like a loose definition, because you can also have sponsorships plus like how many people use your code. You can get extra money from that as well, or extra product. But yeah, I guess that's the main difference. So for me, I always favor sponsorships. It's more peace of mind for me knowing that like I don't have to prove my, I guess, worth, if that makes sense. Whereas something like an affiliate or ambassador, sometimes you might have to prove it. Like it might have to be like how many people use your code and you make this amount of money. But I think being an affiliate or an ambassador works great if you have a group. So I guess something for you, Adam, that would be a great thing, right? Because it's like, you can pitch it to your team. You can put it like, if it's supplements, you can put it in their diet plan. And then here's the link to order that. I think that in that case, that would make a lot of sense. So maybe if you're a coach or you have people you're training or you have a group that you're kind of in charge of, that would make a lot of sense. But for me, I'm just a singular athlete here. So for me, sponsorships are the way to go.
Yeah. So, and another thing too, I think going into like sponsorships and affiliates is I think that there's some cautionary things that we need to, I'll put out there for you. So the thing is with being a sponsored athlete, like that's the thing. People want to be a sponsored athlete, especially when you're just getting started. Like anyone to notice you at all, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm a sponsored athlete. And it's like this, it's a thing to be proud of. And I think that it's cool and you should be proud of it if you get it, but also know that there's a lot of companies out there who know that about you. They know that you want to be a sponsored athlete and they don't mind taking full advantage of you wanting to be a sponsored athlete. So just always like, don't jump into anything where it's just really, really one-sided. And there's, I've just seen it so many times where companies will send out a mass like DM to anyone who has even a little following, giving them really kind of bad deals, you know, on the sponsorship where it's very, very one-sided. So just make sure that you're getting the benefit in return, just like the company's getting the benefit. You know, there's a lot of, I've even seen companies where it's like, well, you got to buy $200 worth of product before we can make you an affiliate, because you need the product to be an affiliate to put in the pictures.
Yeah,
and that's kind of like, yeah, that's kind of a messed up thing. If someone has, it's just that if someone gives you that deal, that's one of those companies who is, you know, either trying to get sales through that affiliate part of it, and they're not really valuing you the way you should be. Like at minimum, you should be getting product for free that you're going to be putting in the pictures to sell at very minimum. So just take that into account. There's a lot of like weird kind of, I wouldn't want to say scam, but there are some scams out there too you got to be aware of. So a good one. So like, I think it's important that we should probably even go into like what a good one is for someone just starting. Mm-hmm. So you have any insight on like someone who's just starting, they don't have a huge following, but they have a good physique, a good future. What do you think would be a good like deal for someone to kind of go off of with that?
That's very hard to say because again, if they don't have a following and they don't have a name yet. So I think when somebody gets a sponsorship, it's based off of like three things, like their following or their, you know, competition history. Like, are they a successful professional or if they know someone that, you know, can give them a little hookup or, you know, can kind of introduce them into the company. So it's hard to say because it's so, there's a lot of things that depend on it. I know you mentioned if they have a good future, but they don't have a name yet. It's kind of hard I would think as a company, if you didn't have a following or you didn't have like a name yet in the industry, it would be kind of hard to pay a person based off of like them believing in you if they don't know you. So again, we're going back into one of those points that like, does this person know you? Do you have any connection with this person? Like, is it your husband's coworker or your husband's friend or whatever that kind of has a better idea of you? But I would say as a company, it would be very hard just to kind of play the guessing game with somebody if they're going to, you know, just hope that they will be successful in the future. But with that being said, you know, I don't think it's that big of a deal for a company to, you know, at least provide products if that person is a hardworking individual and they know that, or if they do have like a true belief that they're going to do well in the future or they're going to be very successful in the future. I don't think it's that big of a deal to give out products. But when we're talking about a paycheck and money, that might be a little hard to do if you don't have one of those three things I just mentioned.
Yeah. And I think that that's a good point. And so it comes back to, you know, so the companies look at it like this, like your value as an athlete and what you, and they completely take away the human element out of it. Because in the end, that you kind of have to at a certain point just take the human element out of it and be like, okay, Ashley posting us is worth, let's say every time she does it is worth 25 sales, right? So there's a dollar amount associated that with the profit. So that can justify the expense of having, let's say, Ashley. And everyone has their number, what it's worth to have them post type of thing. So one of the things is when you're doing this is you can't be one of those like turtle people. If you want to be sponsorship and you want to be out there and you want to build a name in this, you really just can't be one of those turtle people who just hide in your shell. You're like, oh, well, I don't really like social media that much and whatnot. Like it really, if you want to do this as like a career it really does have a lot to do with your own station, you know, which is your channels, you know, your own station of who's tuning into you. So I'd say a basic deal for someone getting started would be just getting your free apparel. You probably get like $200, $250 worth of free apparel a month. Usually how you get it with a company, like if you're smaller, it's generally between like $200 and $300 like worth of like apparel and like $150 to $200 worth of supplements a month. You have to post one picture a week type of thing. And then you have to have your coupon code. And then based on your coupon code, you'll get X amount of dollars per month per sale. So usually it's like 20% or something like that. That's a pretty fair deal if you don't have a good following. And then as you start doing better and getting bigger followings, you have a lot better opportunities. So like, what are some of the opportunities as a high level athlete like yourself that come around? Now I know you've had some interesting ones too. You've had a tee at one point. You've been in magazines, you've had clothing, supplements. The tea was the only really off the normal one, but any other ones that are kind of out there?
Tan, hair, makeup company. I used to be sponsored by a cosmetic company. Fun things like that, even nails. And it's like kind of nice to have things like that that'll pay for your show and all those little things that go into it. Suit, Angels Competition bikinis, of course. And shoes. So basically a lot of things that just have to do with like competing and stuff like that. But I kind of wanted to go back a little bit and talk a little bit about coupon codes. So I used to do coupon codes and I didn't really mind them as much, but you know, I don't do them too much anymore. I try to avoid them if possible. Sometimes it's unavoidable, but it's a difficult thing because one, it is like a spammy thing. I think it comes across very disingenuous whenever you have to always put a code, you know what I mean? Because then it makes it look like you are promoting this product to make money and not because you like it, right? That coupon code is a telltale sign. But that's not always the case. I mean, I will say with every company I've ever worked with, I would not be sponsored by them if I didn't truly love the product. So that's another important thing, but we'll go into that in a bit. The coupon codes can be very tricky because, you know, if you don't really follow a person to a T and see what they're doing every single day and see every little post they make, it's difficult because if you have, let's say, 20 athletes promoting the same product and you're just a, let's say you're just a regular fitness person that stumbles upon somebody's page because, you know what, they saw the same product, right? They saw the same product 20 times before because they use some random athlete's code because that's the code they saw that day doesn't necessarily reflect the effort put in by the other athletes. Because again, it's an accumulation of how many times did the customers see this product, right? But whatever coupon code they use in the end isn't really a reflection of where they saw it to begin with, if that makes sense to you. Did I word that correctly?
Yeah, no, for sure. Because you could just, because sometimes people are like looking just for a discount. So they just even Google a code and it could be like, oh, you know, they're following Ashley, but they Googled whatever clothing company coupon code. And then, you know, Steve Cook's coupon code comes up or something, you know, you just, that happens a lot too. So it's, I don't think it's very indicative of like, of the sale, but they need some type of tracking mechanism. So I get it now. So that'd be like one of your lower entry level, I guess I would say, sponsorships. And then they get pretty good as you start moving up. Some of them pay for your show, they pay for your flight, hotel. That's a, as a pro, that's a pretty common one, I would say. I would say you don't have to be very, very high level to find a sponsorship that'll pay for your show, there's no, just so you guys know, if you're a pro, you don't pay an entry fee. And so that goes away. But they'll pay for your flight and your hotel. That's pretty common. I would say a large percentage of bikini competitors have something set up like that, where they're limited to how many shows they can do. Maybe they're limited to not doing international shows or things like that, because international show could be, you know, like $4,000. But so just if you're like looking, hey, what happens when I'm a pro? How is this going to work? Like, there's a lot of different things you can do, but you gotta have the following. You gotta be able to justify the expense for the company. So I think that's a really cool thing. And with you, Ashley, you've been able to go to some really cool places. You know, your sponsor has been really, really awesome. To you.
I've been,
you know, shout out to Hightech. Hightech's an awesome sponsor. You know,
yes, I love them. They're very easygoing and they really want to just see me do well. And they're very involved in the bodybuilding industry. So they get it, you know, sometimes with the fitness companies, you know, if they're not too savvy about like the competition realm of fitness rather than just the mainstream fitness, it can be like a little difficult because there's a little bit of a disconnect. But Hightech is very involved with like our, you know, industry. So it does help. And I love them so much. They've been so good to me.
Yeah, you got some really good ones. I rarely would like give someone's sponsor a shout out, you know, but they've just been so easy to work with and so good. And the owners are really nice. And like when you go to the expos, they treat everyone so good and they invite you in. It's just, they're a nice company. Them, Trifecta has been awesome too. And Angels, you know, Angels has been great too. So look at that. You've actually gotten really lucky with like the people you work with, you know?
Yeah.
You picked some good ones. So, okay. So what else should people know about? Now you're trying to make an income in the industry. And this is what this is about. I think that it's so important that we discuss, you have so many people who are like, I want to be a pro, but they don't know what comes after that. So this is kind of like the curtain pulling it back, right? What happens after that? You have to think past just, I want a pro card. You have to think, okay, why do I want a pro card? What is it going to do for my career, for my future? How do I do this as a actual job, you know?
Yeah.
And so what are some of the things that have really helped you, Ashley? And what are the, so we've talked about the sponsorships, you know, obviously, you know, you're a higher level. So you get a sponsorship paying for your shows. You also get like a set amount per month. And then you have that from multiple sponsors, which is nice. You get different streams because right now you're with Trifecta, Hightech, Angels. Am I missing?
Bombshell Sportswear. Bombshell Sportswear. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then I have other companies I work with too, more casually though, like Liquid Sunrays and Stage Ready Hair and, you know, the Shoe Fairy. So yeah, I got a nice little variety going on.
Yeah, good. So what is it? What kind of like, I guess what comes after, you know, you get your pro card, you're starting to do it. Now you've gone through this for so many years. Now you're negotiating your own contracts and your what is something like that? I guess, how does that look to someone who has no idea about it? All they can think right now is, I want a pro card. Yeah. You also have your app and stuff too, which is, you know.
Yes.
Cool. So mm-hmm. let's go into it a little bit, like the behind the scenes sponsorships. I guess we covered sponsorships, right?
Yeah. And I also wanted to mention one more thing about the sponsorships, because a lot of people think that like they just started competing and like sponsors are just going to be lined up at their door, just willing to just throw money at them. That is not the case. And I will say this too, even girls on the Olympia stage, some of them aren't even sponsored. So that's just something to take into consideration, whether that be maybe lack of resources, or maybe they just didn't come across that road yet, or whatever the case may be. You know, just don't expect so much, especially in the beginning. It's something you have to work towards. But a lot of people also were asking me, how do you even get a sponsorship? Do you have to apply? Do they come to you? You know what? And I guess my best advice for that would be like, you know what, if there is a product that you use on a daily basis anyway, like, shout them out. Let them be known. Let it be known that you actually use the product. Show that you're interested. And from there, you can make a conversation. I've had a few sponsorships come about that as well, like products that I actually genuinely use. And I just, you know, tag them in a post or whatever. And just, you know, we made that initial conversation and, you know, things worked out good. But I think that's something to keep in mind. Just be realistic about the process of things. Don't expect so much too soon.
Yeah, I think that's a good point too, because I can't even, it must have happened at least 10 times, maybe even more by now, where I was like either wearing like a shirt from someone, and then the owner would like see it. I tag the photo and the owner would see like, hey, we want to send you, you know, some things. And then, you know, sometimes you get one shirt and sometimes you get like a box. It's yeah. crazy. It happened the other day with the cereal too, that Magic Spoon cereal.
Really?
Yeah, I posted a picture like, it wasn't even a picture, it was in my stories. Of the cereal, and I was like, this cereal is great, the chocolate with like that chocolate milk that I get, that's like the Carb Master chocolate milk. It's like not really chocolate milk, it's like sugar-free chocolate milk. And they sent me a whole box. They just like sent me a box. So like, yeah. And then they gave me like an ongoing coupon code. The pizza company did that too. I mean, it's just ongoing, just more and more and more. So it's really cool. And as coaches, you guys, just so you guys know too, as coaches, you can get sponsorships too. You know, I have a couple sponsorships that take really good care of me. And you probably know who they are because they're always on my photos and stuff. But Trifecta takes good care of me. And they don't ask anything of me. They're just like, we just want to be your team's go-to food company. We don't need you to post. We don't need you to do anything. We just will send you. They send me food every week. And they're just like, we just want to be your go-to. And we want to treat your customers good. And we want to give them a good deal. And I'm like, hey, if you're taking care of my people and I get free food, I'm not going to say no to that. You know, so it's really nice. And then Rain, you know, Rain takes care of us here, Rain Energy, and they basically just provide, and they'll do it for us in Vegas too, provide, they give me like 120 Rains, like, anytime I want them. So it's like every few weeks for team lifts and stuff. So everyone gets Rain when they're at the studio. So it's kind of nice. So little things like that, they make it, makes it more fun for the team. But one of the things I will say, as the sponsorship goes, just remember, when you're young and you're starting off, I don't want to say young in like age, but young and starting off your fitness following and your Instagram and YouTube and all that stuff, you have like a very high value per person. Every person who follows you has a value. So if you're one of, there's a company that does this all the time, and it's like, I'll stop following their athletes because they post so much. It's like so annoying. And it's like, I'll even stop following athletes that are like my athletes if they're posting, because all they do is post this company, this supplement company. And you know what company it is because they're the most annoying one. Every single time, it's like a picture with them holding putting like their pre-workout. They're holding the shaker cup. They're in the clothes. They're in like, and it's always the same, nonstop. So as soon as you like look like an ad every single time you post, your following will go down because no one wants to see ads, you know? So be aware of that. Be proud of your sponsorship. You know, that's awesome to do. But don't like let your Instagram look like it's whatever nutrition's Instagram. Like, yeah, it needs to be you, and you need to do what you need to do to keep it going. But don't let it take control of you and control of your audience, because you're going to lose following.
Especially if they're not actually like paying a fair amount or it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like I would not post a photo every day of a product that you're just getting for free and nothing else. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it all goes, you know, you gotta kind of weigh it out if it's worth it to you or not. Just keep that in mind that your audience is going to pick up if you overdo it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So just a good rule of thumb, because people get so excited when they first get it and all of a sudden their following goes down by like a few hundred or a thousand, whatnot. They're like, what's going on? I'm like, well, you look like you're an ad. Like your whole thing looks like an ad. So there's a way to doing it the right way. And then, and if you want any good advice on that and tips on that, you can look at Ashley's Instagram. You know, she does things and she doesn't, but it's not in your face, you know, it'll be like bombshell stuff, like, but it's her working out. And so you would watch that either way, but it just happens to be in bombshell and it'll say, you know, bombshell sportswear. So it's not like in your face, hey, here's this, you know, it's done very tastefully where it won't cost audience. And so I think that that's something that, is really good that you've really gotten really good at doing it in a way where it's engaging too. And I think the sponsors prefer it that way too, because then you're not like shoving product and losing following, because they want you to have a following too. So that makes a lot of sense. So, okay. So you got the sponsorship, you're getting X amount of dollars per month from them. Your shows are paid for, your travels paid for, hotels. You make a good amount of money from the sponsorship. You get free food, right? So it makes the cost of living go lower. Shout out to Trifecta for that. they have good food, man. And then it's like, okay, now you need to, so that covers everything. That would be great for even for the average person. That would be great. But you also get things like your fitness app. And you also have your, did you get that up yet?
My eBooks are, they're launching today,
Can we shout that out? I didn't know that.
I mean, I think this, by the time this is posted, it'll already be up, but yay. I shot those at Adam's gym.
How do we, you know, what's going to be crazy is now we're going to be shooting it at, we'll shoot it in Vegas now at the other gym. Well, probably 5-6 months from now, but that'll be like our gym. Ashley's going to have, I haven't told you this yet, Ashley, but I was going to surprise you. I'm going to tell you right now. So our audience can hear too. Okay. You're going to have your own parking spot in front of the gym.
Really? Oh yeah. My gosh.
You're going to have it'll say parking for whatever. I'll come up with something cool.
Okay.
You're going to have your own spot. So Ashley's going to be there a lot.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. So it'll be our gym now. It won't be mine. Right. So, So now you got your ebook. How does someone get that? Just so we can.
Well, you know, it's most people aren't that tech savvy, right? So it's always nice to hire someone or have somebody that's done them before to help create it with you, because there's a lot that goes into it. I am not the most technologically savvy person. So I definitely needed help with that and my website. But there's different companies out there now that will help people create their own project when it comes to ebooks, and my fitness app is through a third party as well, and website creation. I get hit up quite often from these companies asking if I need any services. So, you know, it's nice. And I guess I would always suggest that, like, if you are wanting to go down that route, to see what this company has to offer and what pages they've done before, how can they help you, and not just some random person. Because, I mean, you do got to put some trust into this person that it's going to come out good and they're going to give you some good advice for everything. So, yeah, just do your research, I guess.
Yeah. So you have the, and when that's out, is that going to be on your website where people go to get it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, AshleyGaitheit.com. Cool. But yeah, I have the eBooks. Yes. And I have the fitness app. I also have live streamed workouts that are like follow along style on the Plank Studio as well. So those are great little fitness opportunities that are fun to do. And, you know, it's nice to do those, especially because it's like you do them, you set them aside, and, you know, do what you want with it. You can promote it, or you can hold back on promoting it. And it's kind of like, you know, do it as much as you want. And it's no one's telling you, you know, basically when you have to do it or when you don't do it at all. So it's kind of like on your own free time.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. And those can be those little things that people don't realize is like, I think a lot of people will look at our industry and be like, oh, none of them make that much money, because you look at the prize money and you're like, that's it. You know, like if you look at like, I think the Olympia this year, was it 35,000 for the bikini?
I don't know, it was more. Maybe I'm wrong.
It was 50. I don't know. It was either 50 or like, I don't remember. I should know that. I know it used to be like 25,000. I do remember that. But it goes up every year. So people see that and they're like, oh, the best in the world only makes this much. And I'm like, no, that's not even a little bit of what they make. You know, that's a small portion of their yearly income. So there's all these different things that happen. And so it's kind of like when you look at like NBA players, you look at like Michael Jordan. Yeah, he got paid really good to be on the Bulls, but he got paid really good from Nike, you know? So that's kind of like how it works with this professional sport too.
Absolutely. And I also wanted to mention quickly, going back to the sponsorships as well, you can actually work into the contract bonuses for when you, if you win a show, you get a bonus. And my sponsors are awesome with that. Like I get a bonus if I win a show in for the Olympia, they'll even match my prize money too. So it's pretty awesome. They're pretty good. But that's something you can also consider when you're negotiating a contract.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of cool things that, yeah. And so there's just a lot of ways to make it work. And I think that people in the industry get lost and they don't really understand why they're doing it and the reason for it. And I think that, you know, it should never be about money, because there's better things you can do than this for money. You could, if all you're concerned with is money, go into finance, go into something else. But if you want your passion to be a job, which is what me and Ashley both want, then there are ways to make a really good living here still. So I think that's good for people to see behind the curtain, you know, be like, oh yeah, I can actually do this as long as I apply myself. But just like any job, you have to work it really, really hard. If you guys knew what Ashley actually did and even what she does for me too, behind the scenes, like it's a lot. It's a lot of organization. It's a lot of like tracking. It's a lot of posting. You know, like Ashley keeps me on track. She even books my flights sometimes and checks me in and is like, okay, we're doing this at this time. And I just like, whatever the schedule is, I just kind of stick to it. So like, there's a lot. It is a job. You can't like, if you want to get to that higher level, you do have to schedule your posts. You have to think about what you're going to be posting ahead, how you're going to build your audience, what your audience is engaged with. You know, right now, like my audience is really liking the tutorials that we're doing. You know, they really keep getting back to like, oh, I love these little tips that we're doing on like Instagram.
What? So, they like the tips? Well, what about the booty photos?
Yeah, they like
the hump
that.
Day photos.
That's in my, I got an alert that's performing better than 95% of my average posts. Your butt.
Oh, so funny.
One of those alerts. But yeah, so, and it's funny is that we didn't even start doing those like tips until quarantine happened, because I wasn't having enough pictures to post of like people who did shows and did good at shows, because there's no shows going on. So I was like, oh, let's just start posting tips. And then all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, I really like this tip. I really like this tip. So now we're going to keep posting tips. So like paying attention to that stuff and being organized with it and doing it like it is, like you want your future to be, you know, it's very important. And actually you've taught me a lot about that too, like staying consistent with things. Cause I was super inconsistent when I first started. When we first started like working, like doing more social together, like you were always like, you gotta change your thumbnail, you gotta do this, you gotta do that.
Oh yeah.
So I like learned pretty quickly, like I gotta be more serious about this, you know? Mm-hmm. So is there any other thing you wanna kind of touch base with for the athlete?
Yeah. So like, you know, there's many different routes you can go. And to be quite honest, you know, when it comes to sponsorships, that's kind of a thing that, you know, you can't really predict how that's going to go or what opportunity is going to come your way. But I would just say, you know, whatever things are in your eyes, like a great opportunity, maybe they require more work, you know, just go for it, like explore it at least. I guess that's one of the reasons why I defined success when I did. I really took advantage of every opportunity that was thrown my way. I would at least consider it, or I'd at least look into it. But, you know, I think that's a great way. I think that's an awesome way to at least get the ball rolling. Because if you're involved in the industry and you're going to expos and you're interacting with people and you're active on social media, something's bound to come your way, you know? It's just a matter of how you handle it. And if you take it up on the opportunity, like, believe it or not, there are people out there that if somebody reaches out to them, if a company reaches out, maybe they think it's a little too good to be true, or they think they're being scammed or something. And that's a fair, you know, a fair stance on it, but at least explore and see, what it is. You know what I'm saying? At least see what it's about and then make your best decisions from there. But, you know, don't be lazy with things. Really look into it.
Yeah. And that's a good piece of advice. So I guess we can go into a little bit like on the coaching side too, if you want.
Yes.
If you want to take that route, that's another route you can travel.
Because you know something, guys, I want to say this because Adam won't. Adam is so business savvy. He is. And he has so many little projects on the side that's going on that you guys don't even know about. And I always tease him every time he brings up something new or a new idea or a new project. I'm like, yeah, Adam, because you're not busy enough yet, right? It's so funny, but that's a great, great indication that you're a hard worker. You are always busy and you're always like on it. You never like take a day off just to be lazy. You're always finding new opportunities or new projects and new things to do or to help people or to enhance your business or whatever it may be. So kudos to you for that. I learn a lot from you.
Well, thanks. I think that's why we're like such a good like team, you know. It's funny. We're always learning from each other. Yeah, it's crazy because I never really wanted to be a business person in any capacity, but you find that, and what's funny is I found that in like every sport, I was like, why is it, like you look at the top coaches, like all the top coaches that are like the smartest, most knowledgeable guys, they're also like the better business people too. And it seems like they don't get really known unless you're good at both, you know? And it's kind of weird. You look at like, I mean, you could look at like, you know, Damian, who's someone I really admire. He's a awesome coach. He has a big gym with a lot of trainers that he worked under him, and he does really good with the coaching too, but he wouldn't have that like platform unless he was also a good business person. You know, Kimoto, another awesome coach, but again, another good business person. James in Canada, same type of thing. So it's like, it almost goes hand in hand. And you see this with a lot of people like I like to compare it to like chiropractors and stuff too. There's a lot of really, really good chiropractors, but there's very few who make a substantial income because they're not also paying attention to the other things that are required to kind of grow. And so for me, it's always been like research, and like be the best trainer you could be. And then what happened was I kept researching and being like a better trainer. My results started coming in really good. And then when the results started coming, then we started growing because the results were there. So I've always keep it to, if I put out awesome athletes who do well on stage, then we're going to have it'll be sustaining itself. And that's always been what I did. And then what it happened was you do it for so long, you get kind of more known and more known because you prepped this girl and that guy, and they're telling their friends. And, you know, years down the road, you have people that are wanting to train with you because you trained their friend, whatever. So I had to learn how to deal with the growth. And that's where I ended up becoming, I guess, kind of a business person too. But it was never like the goal to do that. And I think that everyone out there who's a trainer really needs to, or that wants to be a trainer, know that you can do really well as a trainer as long as you apply yourself, just like you can as an athlete. A lot of the keys behind it are, you know, not being afraid to grow, which I was for a long time, and then not being afraid to take risks and always putting the athletes first. So, for example, we're an online company, you know, like we're like 99% online, but I still want I want the Contest Prep Center because it's so cool to have. So if you're not passionate about this, then, and this is just a business to you, you're never going to make it. You have to be like, it takes so much work to do this that if you don't love every second of it, you're just never going to be successful. You're going to be just working like, you're going to end up hating it. But I love it to the point where I don't even really pay myself that much. And I just put it into like projects and a new building so it can be better for the team and whatnot. So you have to be willing to sacrifice a little bit if you want it to get to that level too. That's something I will say. There are a lot of coaches who don't do that, but I guarantee you, you know, you look at like these guys like Damian, Kim, the Team Edge, Zero Gravity, they all have their own gyms. They all have their own big offices and stuff too. And it's that took some sacrifice because they could have easily just been online and kept all the money and had way less expenses. But the passion of those guys, they wanted to be bigger and better and create more opportunity for everyone. So anyway, so that's a little bit of a long tangent on how I dealt with the growth. But yeah, I think where everything started really connecting as a trainer was when I started doing one, I started paying more attention to social. I started doing prep outside of just training sessions. You know, originally I was just doing training sessions in the gym, and all you could do is you'd meet with one person for one training session a week, and then you meet with one person for their nutrition plan update a week. And so they'd get two sessions. And it used to be really expensive to coach with someone, to train with someone for a show. So you athletes know, like, prior to 2005, 2000, like 2005, I would say, you would have to train two sessions a week with your coach. Like, and your coach, if they were good, they'd be charging $75 or so at least per session. So if you think prep is expensive now, it used to be like $600 a month to do prep just for your show. Yeah, I know. Because it's $150 a week to do your prep because we couldn't do it online. It wasn't a thing. But now that we can do it online, I can coach people mostly online. And that made it a lot easier to take on more volume. That means I could have lowered the price point because it was more volume per hour. And then you ended up kind of growing into a bigger team. But one of the other things that I did as a coach that made it really made a difference was we took on the supplement store ourselves. And that was like one of the bigger parts. So as a coach, you can only make so much because there's not a ton of margin. Like there's not a ton of profit margin in it when you do all the things that I do with like the building and the staff and all that. The margins get pretty small. So we were sending people to supplement companies. And I was like, why are we sending people to supplement companies if I can just charge the same price and make, you know, supplement brands make like, companies make like 20 to 35% on products. I was like, if I get that, then that'll actually help us sustain. And so then I started doing the supplements and carrying supplements. And then that led into, oh, I should probably create our own product. And that was the waist trainer. And then the waist trainer did so well. I was like, oh, let's do a sweat waist trainer. And then that started doing well. And then I was like, oh, now we're doing backpacks. I'm like, okay, that's doing great. So now everything's like starting to run. Then we started doing booty bands and all these different things. And all of it equals, you know, a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there. It all equals up. It adds up to quite a bit at the end of the month, which gives us more room to do things like build buildings and whatnot. And then it started going into other services. It's like, okay, well, we're already doing hormones and stuff. So let's get in and be partnership with the hormone center, right? And so eventually we'll have Gabe, who's going to take control of that. He's trying to be a doctor right now for endocrinology, so we'll open that. And then it was we're doing a lot of like physical therapy clients. So now we're having the physical therapy in our gym now too, and they're going to be having their own business within our gym at the Vegas location too. And so now we'll be doing physical therapy for bodybuilders too. So it's like it just keeps adding up. I think like you say, don't say no to the opportunity. I've never like said no to the opportunity, and I'm like, okay, how do I make this work and still give great service to my people? And I'm like, okay, well, this person is going to run that, and I'm just going to do my prep, and that person's going to run that, and I'm just going to do my prep. So like, that's kind of how it's worked. I just never have said no to opportunities and never thought, oh, I can't make this work. So I guess there you go. That was a long explanation.
Very helpful though. And that gives people a good idea of like what it takes and what you actually do, because, believe it or not, you do more than just people's diets, you know? So you're very, very well educated on many, many subjects other than just training and diet. And, you know, I think you're very creative and you're very good with social media too. Like, you got it all going on. You're a jack of all trades, basically. So, and what I like most about you, and of course, you're never going to say this, but I will, you really give back a lot to the fitness community. Like, you do a lot of freebies, you know what I mean? Which I think a lot of coaches would be like, no, I'm charging for that. But you do. You like to genuinely just love to help people. And I think in return, it's like some pretty good karma for you too. But, you know, you answer a lot of questions on your phone number, if you want to go ahead and give that right now.
Yeah. So if you guys ever want to, you can text me. It's actually me. It's not an assistant. I know people are always like, is this really Adam? I'm like, yeah, no, it's like the number one text I get. Is this really Adam? Text I get. But you can text me and I answer all these questions. This is my app, or no, my app. It's like a number that's just for texting, but that number is 303-536-3766. And then you can ask me any question and I'll send you a voice note eventually. Sometimes it takes me like a week to get back to all of them. And then I'll also send out secret like clips that I don't have on like Instagram, or maybe 2 or 3 weeks before I put it on Instagram, that type of thing too. So it's kind of a cool thing. But yeah, the giving back thing has always been close to my heart, because like I really do love this a lot. And I know that there's a lot of competitors who can't afford to do things unless, you know, and go to these cool things. If you look at like some of these events, like if you go to I won't say a name, but there's like a popular coach who does like diet talks, and he goes around to different gyms. He charges $500 a person, yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, I know. Good for him. He can do it. He gets like 20 people in those classes too on a weekend. So, but you know, I would rather just do that for free and like give it back to someone, because I remember when I was coming up, I didn't have any money. I couldn't do those things, but I would have loved to have done those things. And so for me, it's like, I just remember how it was when I was younger. And then I know what fitness has done for my life and what it's done for my, you know, my family's life. Which got me out of like a really like growing up in like a, I guess, poor environment. And now I don't, you know, it's like, it's all because of fitness is I'm out of that. So like, I always try to give back and say thanks to fitness as if it was like its own person. You know what I mean? I love it, man. It's the best thing in the world. I don't know. I have no idea what I would do without it, to be honest.
I know. I often wonder how lame I would be without fitness. Like, what the heck would I be doing? It'd be so boring.
I don't know what I'd do. You know what I mean? You know, like, I'm like, I do like art stuff, but I'm like, what would I be? Like an artist? Like, I don't know. Yeah. But just so you guys know, so I started off in the fitness industry. I was 16 years old working at nutrition stores until I was 18. And when I was 18, I became a trainer. And then I've been training pretty much since then. I took a couple little breaks here and there, but I'm training pretty much since then. So we're talking 20 plus years where it took me, I always tell everyone, it took me about 13 years to really like start doing well as a trainer. So you got to put your time in. And that's just because you're building your name. You're going to get a down run of people who have worked with you, like I said earlier, who will recommend you to their friends and whatnot when the time comes right. And you have to, it does take some time. So you got to be willing to put in the time, just like with your muscles, you got to build them. It takes, you know, a few years to get that pro looking physique. Same thing applies to coaching. Same thing applies to getting to Ashley's level. I mean, how long did it take you to really start making a substantial living? I mean, in the industry, was it 3 years or so?
No, it was actually right after I won the Olympia. That's when I quit like my bartending job and started focusing on fitness, because after I won the Olympia, that's when the opportunities start rolling in, the, you know, photo shoots, the sponsorships, the seminars, the appearances, all that. So yeah, it was after I won in 2013 is when I started to really take it seriously and started profiting from competing. Because, you know, as an amateur, I was broke. Yes. And I remember going to national shows and I would connect with like 5 girls and we would share one room. You know what I mean? One room, one bathroom, 5 girls, you know? So it was chaotic, but fun, you know? And I remember carpooling to different shows with some of my Ohio competitors too. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, just like little things like that to save money. But it did take a while. And it's definitely like one of those sports where you probably aren't, you aren't going to make money for a little bit, but if you are consistent and you're focused, you can probably make it work. But in the beginning, sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes you'll lose a little bit of money just from the cost of competing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just takes time. You know, just like it took time with me growing mine, it takes time with her to grow, you know, you to grow yours. So I think with this, there's some good tips in there for you to get started. So, okay. So let's wrap this up with what are the key points that you would recommend someone who wants to get started and be the next Ashley K. Now, I will let you guys know this. You in no means do you need to win a pro show or be Miss Olympia to make a living in fitness at all. Actually, some of the people who make the best livings never did anything like that. You know, never even competed, some of them. You could look at, you know, Rich Piana, when he was in his heyday, he competed, but he was never like, he never even went pro. Awesome bodybuilder, just never went pro. And, you know, he had this, he was, you know, multimillionaire with his own product line because he created his own following. So yep. what would be your tips for someone's like listening to this and like, you know what, I've been working my butt off for years, I got to be doing it for something, I should start focusing on, you know, making this my career now. What's the first steps you tell someone to do that?
Well, everyone's journey is different. I got into more opportunities through my competing history, and because I won the Olympia, it wasn't because of my social media at the time. My social media was not where it is right now. But everybody's journey is going to be different, whether it be coach, athlete, social media personality. But you got to create your own brand, and you got to really focus on like, what does your audience want, and what would be engaging to your audience. Also, you got to, you know, be a good representative of the sport. Or if you're doing social media, it can be a little more, I guess, controversial if you want. But, you know, just think like what would make you in the best light? Like, be careful about what you put out there, because you got to remember, if people are following you for fitness, they're probably not going to want a rant about why you hate something. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of really focus on what you want to put out there. And that's a whole nother topic itself, is like social media and how to make the most of it. But, you know, just be a good representation and be a good face of the sport. Or if you're in your own brand, just really hone in on what you want your brand to be.
Yeah. And then be consistent, I would say.
Yes.
So that's the one thing. I'll have a lot of people, athletes and stuff, say that they want sponsorships and say they want to do this for a living and these types of things. And then I'll be like, all right, let me see your, what's your Instagram handle? What's your YouTube channel? You know, whatever. And I'll look at it and it'll be like nothing posted. And it's like, if it is something posted, it's like a boyfriend, girlfriend shot, or, you know, them eating pizza. You know, I'm like, if you're telling me you want to grow in the industry and you want to be a fitness, you know, celebrity type person, personality, your social and all your way of connecting with the world is, it looks like this, then it tells me that you don't really want that. Like, you need to be a student of that game. So that would be the first thing I would say to do, is just really be active on that. Plan photo shoots with your friends. It doesn't need to be great pictures.
Yeah, it can be iPhone stuff. So my iPhone stuff does better sometimes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, the pictures, like, you'll think you have like an awesome picture, and then you're like, oh, this is going to be the one, because it's such a great, like, everything great is great to you. But then you get a better response out of something funny you did, you know, on accident. You know, so it's like, it's you know, you really got to find your audience and not be, I would say, don't be so afraid of posting too. Like, if it doesn't hit, then so what? Take it down. You know, 90% of your people aren't going to see every post you put anyway. So like, just put it out there and try to do something every day, at least during the busy days, like Monday through Thursday is what I generally say. So I think that's the biggest step, is building that, because that's what sponsorships, what people who businesses are going to look for in terms of like value and how much you're essentially, your social media is worth to them. So be consistent. So anyway, I guess with that, do we have anything else, Ash?
Can we announce our seminar?
Oh yeah, we should do that. Yes. Yes. Yay. Okay, guys. So
attention, Las Vegas. Attention. Listen up, Las Vegas.
Attention, Vegas. Bro, if you are competing in the Patriots challenge,
if you're just there.
Yeah, good. Anyone who's a competitor or anyone who wants to go to the show, on Thursday, so the Patriots challenge is on the 11th, on July 11th. So on July 9th, me and Ashley are going to do a bikini posing seminar at the Lift Factory. The plan is at 7 o'clock right now, Vegas time, which is, I think, PST. PSD? PST? Yeah. So we'll be there. We'll probably be like a 1.5 hour seminar. We'll pretty much go over posing and little things about stage presence and whatnot. And then on Friday for the boys, I'll be there.
Yes.
For the boys, I'll be there. Doing men's physique posing 10 a.m. the next day at the Lift Factory. And also I will have Sam there. Sam's going to be there, and she's going to be doing women's physique.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we just set that up. We just did it. So Sam will be there. She's women's physique competitor of the year in Colorado, and was one.
Wow.
She got second place at her last pro qualifier and was one spot away from a pro card. Ugh, I was so mad. I know, I was so mad. And the girl who won wasn't in her class either, which really is upsetting. And then they like moved the classes around and she ended up in her class. And I was like, no. So I just, that suck. But yeah, so Sam will be there. She's very experienced. She's one of the coaches here. So for all of you, see you guys at the Lift Factory. And just some updates, I'll keep updating you guys as necessary, but I am going to do my best to have the new contest prep center ready by the Olympia. But what I will do, I can pretty much guarantee this, if I can't have it fully ready, what I will do is have like a posing seminar there, because the only thing that's not going to be done by then is the equipment will probably still be in transit at that point. So where the gym would have been, we'll do a posing seminar there for like a big posing seminar for the Olympia. I think that'll be really cool. And I'll invite some cool people out, and hopefully we can get some help with some of our friends that are Olympians too, you know, make it like a whole thing. That'll be fun. So I guess that's it, guys. So thanks so much for listening. This is a kind of a different style one, but we want you to be well-rounded in the competition world. And I want everyone to make a living doing this, because I don't think you guys understand. If you're not doing this for a living, I don't think you understand the value of how it makes you feel every day to wake up and do this for a job. Like, it's a crazy feeling that I can't even explain.
I know, because all the time I'm like, how the heck did I get here? Like, what the heck?
It's legit, like, if I had to work another job, I would do this at night for free because I just love it. You know, it doesn't feel like work to me. So if this is truly your passion and you truly love it, make it your job, you know, find a way to make this your business. You'll be so happy in life. Your life will, you know, you're always going to have your stresses and whatnot, just like you do when you run this stuff. But for 95% of it is just fun, like literally just fun. So yeah, go after it and get it. You deserve it. There's enough room for everyone to make a living in this. I'm not one of those greedy trainers trying to keep everyone down. There's enough clients out there for everyone to make a substantial income. And I hope you're next. And I hope you take my spot and you make me work harder. So, and Ashley hopes the same. Ashley hopes you make her work harder. She's like, nope, no, I don't.
I'm just kidding.
Like, no, I'm just kidding. That's so funny. So anyway, with that, guys, we will leave you and say thank you so much for watching. Hit that 5-star button. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later.